Artist Danny Gregory says that you can carve out time for painting and drawing any time in your day, and he looks to show how making art, even for just 10 minutes, can lead to a richer, more fulfilling life. Danny Gregory's approach is bite-sized and easily achievable exercises. He talks about this in his new book, Art Before Breakfast, A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative No Matter How Busy You Are. And we welcome Danny Gregory to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be here.
What brought you to this idea of how to be creative and how to be creative in our busy moments?
Well, I've been talking to people about creativity for a while. And, you know, I talk to people a lot about drawing also. And what I've discovered is the main excuses that people have for not expanding their creativity is, one, they say, I have no talent. I can't draw a straight line. I can barely draw a stick figure. And the other thing they say is, I'm really busy. I don't have a spare minute to go and take classes and do all the exercises that are required to make art. And so what I wanted to do is to show people how it's possible, no matter who you are, no matter how uncreative you think you are, it is possible to fairly easily learn all the fun things there are to learn about making art and to expand your creativity, which has all kinds of benefits that I can talk about in a little while. And also that it's possible to develop this creative habit in small little bites that fit into the busy day you have. So the idea of Art Before Breakfast is, well, here's one place to start. I can show you how to do a drawing while you're waiting for your coffee to perk, or while you're waiting for the toast to pop first thing in the morning. It just takes a couple of minutes to start going, and you'll see results and the pleasures of drawing really quickly.
And in seeing that pleasure, does that then inspire you to proceed with that when you have more time?
I think it can. I think what happens is, if as you start doing it, you start to realize how fun it is, how valuable it is, the places that it can lead you to. And so you start to make time, because of course we all have the same 24 hours in the day. And, you know, if you are really busy with your kids, for instance, I show you ways to make art with them, to make art to record their lives, and to just make it a part of what you're doing. If you're really busy at work, I show you how to do a drawing in your cubicle, how to do drawings in meetings, how to do drawings while you're sitting in traffic waiting for, you know, somebody to come out of the store with the groceries. There's all different kinds of little tiny moments which, you know, a spare 2 or 3 minutes which you might otherwise spend, you know, looking at your smartphone and reading posts on social media. Instead, I show you how you can have the materials you need with you at any given time, and you can easily start doing this.
And then once you've done it, of what the impact of that is, that how it can lead to a richer life?
I think it can, for a number of reasons. One, when you start to draw, it slows you down. It slows down that minute, and it expands what you're perceiving and experiencing in that time. So it has a kind of a meditative quality that's calming and that grounds you, and that's just pleasurable. But also, when you tap into this creative spirit, which you've had since you were a little kid, because all of us drew when we were, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. We all drew, and then we stopped drawing. And when you get back to doing that, it's just a good time. It's fun. And you also develop, you know, just a pride in what you're doing, that you're making something new and different. But then I think another really valuable part of this is to expand your creative sort of abilities. And that's something that's important, no matter whether you're an artist or, you know, a plumber. For every one of us, being creative, solving problems, reacting to new and different things that come into our lives, that's crucial. And it's more important these days when we're bombarded by new technologies, by changes in our world every day, to be able to adjust, to be able to react. And creativity is key to doing that.
And in that creativity, we can then extrapolate this to other parts of our lives to realize that really how long a minute is.
Exactly. And it's not just about having a bunch of drawings, you know, because that may or may not seem important to you. I think what it is about learning how to appreciate the moments of our lives, appreciate the time that we have, not to live in a blur of virtual existence where we're always, you know, on an email, we're always watching a video, we're always somewhere else, we're always consuming creativity of other people. Instead, it shows you what you're capable of. And I find a lot of people who start with drawing, then they may say, wow, you know, I'm surprised that I'm capable of doing this. What else did I not think I could do? And let me now take piano lessons. Let me now, you know, go bungee jumping, whatever it is. There's a million things that you don't know about your capabilities that I think drawing very easily starts to help you to open that door.
You do explore at the end of the book, though, about that idea of sharing your drawings, sharing your work at some point.
Sharing, I think, is really important. And I think for most of us who are starting out, this seems like the scariest part of it. I don't want anybody seeing what I'm doing. This is no good. But what happens is if you can enter an environment of people who are going through the same thing you're going through, who understand the challenges that it is to start to awaken your creativity, then you will get feedback and reinforcement and support that makes you want to do it more, that helps you to learn new things, that makes you proud of what you're doing. One of the other projects that I'm involved with is a thing called Sketchbook School, and that's school that's spelt with a K. And it's an online virtual art school, but we spell it with a K because it's not a typical art school. It's designed really for people who have never done this before to learn in a comfortable environment, to get assignments, to meet other artists, to see how great artists, illustrators, designers work through videos and so forth. So you get to really experience the value of making stuff from people who do it all the time. And we have about 10,000 people who are now in this school, and they're all up there every day sharing their work, commenting on it. People who, I mean, I have a student who just joined us who's 90 years old. He hasn't drawn since he was 6. He's posting drawings. You know, we have people of all ages, all skill levels, and it's really incredible to see them exchange work with each other.
You talk in the book about what we should have in our bag, what we should pack, and if we're on the plane or we have a few moments in the doctor's office waiting room, of what we should have on hand to be able to instill this creativity.
Well, I say to people, start small. All you need is a ballpoint pen and an empty sketchbook that you can buy for cheap at the drugstore. It doesn't have to be any kind of expensive equipment. Carry it with you. Buy something that's small enough to put in your bag. I have one that fits in the back pocket of my jeans. And then, as you do it, after a while, you might decide that you want to expand by adding some color. And I show you different ways that you can add color, with watercolors, with pencils, but I show you techniques for doing that are really simple. I have what I call the 15-minute watercolor lesson, the 15-minute colored pencil lesson, because I don't want you getting super involved in buying all kinds of stuff and using that, honestly, as an excuse. Because I find a lot of times what people will say to me, you know, I got this real urge to go out and start making paintings, and so I went to the art supply store and I spent about $100, and then I came back and, you know, I'd lost the urge. So I say, don't do that. Don't go there. Start simply. You don't need, you know, let's walk first before you start running and flying. You'll get to that point, but it's not really necessary to have the benefits of expanding your creativity, recording your life, observing the world around you more easily. All you need is a ballpoint pen and, you know, take a piece of paper out of the copier and fold it in quarters.
You also give the hint of talking about recording your life, but if you do have the cell phone with you, if you snap a picture and then work from that.
You can. It's not my favorite thing to do because I think what's most important is to engage what's around you. So drawing from a photograph, you know, if it's like it is in New York right today where it's 4 degrees and you've drawn everything in your house, then sure, go ahead and do that. I put that particular section of the book right at the back because I want you to get to that eventually. Drawing from photography is a very different experience, but I think it's important that if you are going to draw from photographs, draw from ones that you took rather than just drawing them from other people. Because again, you want this to be about your observation, your experience, recording your life as you live it, rather than just making pretty pictures to hang on the fridge.
And what do you think we get out of it in total, just in the short term and ultimately in the long term?
I think in the short term, we get this business of engaging with the world around you. It's an immediate effect that you'll have, concentrating in this way that drawing gives you, slowing down, concentrating, looking really carefully. then within a week or two, you'll make one drawing that will amaze you. And you'll say, I can't believe that I did that. And that will lead you to more encouragement, more reasons for doing it. I think in the long run, though, I've been drawing now since I was in my mid-30s, so that's about 15 years or so. And what I've done is I've accumulated a bookshelf with over 100 sketchbooks filled with a record of my life. My son's entire life is recorded in drawings as he grew up. You know, there's so many moments, vacations, all this kind of stuff is all recorded in drawings and little tiny notes of writing. So I have this record of my life I can look back on, and I lived each of those moments more fully than if I hadn't been drawing when I did it. And I think in the long run, it's also led me to connect with all kinds of people around the world, to explore my own creativity in lots of other ways besides just drawing. And it's made me realize that being creative, that drawing, painting, they have become more and more central to my life. Despite the fact that, you know, I'm busy with a job and raising a family, this has become a really important part of who I am. And I think a lot of people out there want to get back in touch with that, but they're afraid and they don't know how. So I try to make it easy and show you step by step how, without shaking the tree too hard, you can start doing this and enjoying yourself.
And do you see an improvement in the art itself? I mean, there's the creativity and the creative process, but actually improving as an artist.
I like to think so. You know, I think improving as an artist means a number of different things. On one hand, it means, you know, that I can just look at the drawings and I just like them better. But also, I think improving, I've learned new skills. I've learned to observe better. I've learned to use new materials. So in a lot of ways, I've learned and grown an awful lot in the years of doing this. And I think I learned and grew almost immediately. And I see that from sketchbook school, where I see all these students who come in, and in 6 weeks, they're doing incredible things that amaze and blow them away. And the more you do it, the more you learn. But it's also a lifelong journey. You know, it never stops. You're always picking up new things, and it's always fun and new in different ways. So definitely you get better, or you're more easily able to accomplish the things you set out to accomplish because you're more skilled.
Danny Gregory's new book is Art Before Breakfast, A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative, No Matter How Busy You Are. The book is published by Chronicle Books. Danny, thank you very much for spending time with us. A great pleasure.
It was really fun to be here. And if people want to find out more, they can come to my website, DannyGregory.com, or they can go to SketchbookSchool.com, too.
Thank you very much for taking the time. Again, DannyGregory.com. The name of the book, Art Before Breakfast, published by Chronicle. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.